With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Vice President J.D. Vance says a third round of negotiations with Iran have ended in Pakistan after 21 hours without reaching an agreement. Vance spoke briefly to reporters after the talks concluded before dawn Sunday. Two Pakistani officials who spoke on condition of anonymity says discussions between the heads of the delegations will resume after a break. Some technical personnel from both teams are still meeting. The historic talks ended days after a fragile two-week ceasefire was announced as the war entered its seventh week. Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen is threatening to remove Customs and Border Protection officers from airports and sanctuary cities.
The move would strip CBP presence at international airports in those sanctuary cities, blocking customs processing for incoming travelers. Secretary Mullen cited lack of local cooperation with federal immigration policy as a reason for targeting major hubs like Los Angeles and New York.
Correspondent Ken Lorman adds that the DHS shutdown, driven by partisan disputes over immigration enforcement, has already disrupted air travel and strained border security operations. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton still marvels at the recent rescue of a downed U.S. aviator in Iran.
Hats off not only to that airman for the guile and the courage to survive, but for the many hundreds of our troops, whether they were pilots or weapons officers or special operations forces or logisticians, who played critical roles in bringing him out.
The senator made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. A federal judge has been instructed to reconsider the possible national security implications of halting construction of President Trump's $400 million White House ballroom. An appeals court panel says in a ruling that it didn't have enough information to decide how much of the project can be suspended without jeopardizing the safety of the president, his family, or the White House staff. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington finds that views on morality have a lot to do with age.
A new study from the Pew Research Center finds that young Americans and old Americans see right and wrong very differently. For instance, on the question of viewing pornography, less than half of young people think that's morally wrong, while over two-thirds of seniors do. When it comes to homosexuality, 30% of 18 to 29-year-olds say that lifestyle is immoral, versus 46% of people who are 65 and up. Michael Harrington reporting.
A lot of Christians are embracing artificial intelligence in their daily prayer and worship, causing some theologians concern. The Barna Group reports that nearly a third of American adults trust spiritual advice from AI as much as advice from a pastor, and 4 in 10 practicing Christians say AI has helped them with prayer or Bible study. Yet only 12% of pastors feel comfortable teaching about AI in their congregations. Into that gap, the wave of apps has arrived. This is SRN News. Golf fans are lining up at Augusta National to secure a limited edition Masters Gnome.
This year marks the 10th and possibly final year of the Gnome's release, making it highly sought after. Each year's Gnome is unique, and this year's edition features a Gnome in golf attire with a Masters-themed cup. With only about 1,000 available daily, they've been selling out quickly and have become valuable on resale markets. Prices on eBay and Facebook Marketplace have soared, with some Gnomes listed for up to $800. Speculation about this being the last edition has fueled demand. Many buyers have considered reselling them for the potential profit. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Roy McIlroy started the third round of the Masters with a record 6-shot lead through 36 holes. By the time he walked off the 11th green, it was gone. The Masters turned into a wide-open race for the green jacket Saturday. Cameron Young, who won the Players' Championship in his last start, posted a 7-under 65 and walked off Augusta National with a 1-shot lead. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.